Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We should be joined shortly by Michael Phillips. I believe he's on the BetQL guest hotline now. He's the host of the MP on the Mic show on 910 The Fan in Richmond. What's up, Michael? Good morning.
Yo, feeling good, getting ready for a great day of radio. We're bringing the show up there next week for the ACC tournament. I'm fired up for that.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
I'll be out there Wednesday for the early games, so I'm looking forward to that.
Bringing the show on the road. Yep. So we will get into the Commanders, but we wanted to talk to you first about the stalled arena deal in Alexandria, because you're there in the heart of Virginia politics, in the obviously capital of the state, in Richmond. What is the latest? The Virginia budget deal, right as of right now, does not include the Alexandria arena. Governor Youngkin calls it, quote, a colossal mistake. What is the latest? Any movement from either side at this point?
Yeah, so we're getting tied up in personal disputes now. So Louise Lucas, that's a name you've heard. She's the head of the Senate Finance Committee. She's from down in Tidewater. She's kind of made it her job to be a thorn in Glenn Youngkin's side, right? She plays for the blue team. He plays for the red team, all that. He was playing ball with her, and as of a week ago, the word was he was going to give her $300 million to take the toll roads out of Hampton Roads. A couple other things as well. She wanted legalized marijuana sales. That's been a big thing for her, and raising the minimum wage. She has been against the arena from day one and essentially killed the arena from being voted on. So it wasn't that it got voted down. It was that she never allowed it to be voted on. So obviously, as revenge, she will take all of her things off the board. Nothing's dead yet. Nothing's ever dead until it's dead, obviously. The question is, how much do these people want it? For Glenn Youngkin, does he want to shut down the entire business of the state of Virginia here until it comes to a vote? That would make him somewhat unpopular, but would you know, get it done. Or is he going to walk away from this thing? Ball's kind of in his court now with regard to that.
So when you say get it done, do you think if he just said, all right, we're not doing anything until we get this vote in, that when you say get it done, do you mean it would pass, or would just actually get the vote done?
Well, that's the mystery. When he introduced it, when he stood, you know, out there and did his show with Ted in January, whenever that was, they had the votes. They counted the votes. They had the votes. Uh-huh. If it had gone to a vote that day in Virginia, it would have worked. Now, things change between here and there, and I think it's probably less popular today than it was then. And so, you know, the question is, if he puts it to a vote, does it pass? He would need Democrats to cross the aisle to do it. He had the support of some Northern Virginia Democrats. Would Louise Lucas say, hey, if you cross the line, if you vote for this arena, you're not going to be on any good committees next year. You're not invited to the potluck. Would that change some votes? I think that's the unknown right now. If he could get it to a vote, is it still a winner?
So I have, I think most people agree with me, zero regard for politicians. Is that fair to say? Zero? Right? I think they're all corrupt.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
So
we
why, shouldn't. I mean, I would have just assumed that Ted.
Because if Youngkin, was a Democrat, Lucas is all over it.
Probably.
The weird thing to me is just that it felt the whole way like she was bargaining to get as much as she could get, right?
Right.
She got a lot. She got the $300 million on the table, the legalized marijuana sales. You know, whatever you think of that, that's the stuff she wanted. And Youngkin was willing to trade it for the arena. That's why everybody was so surprised when
she
at the end of the negotiations, she said, nah, I don't want it. Let's kill it all.
Crazy.
And there may be Democrats who say, whoa, hang on. All we have to do is give them an arena and we can get these other things. Let's revive this. That's why I think the vote is a bit of a mystery. Right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that was my point going to be, just buy off the next person. Like, right. I mean, that's how this works.
Yeah. That's how this works. She had the power to decide what was voted on and not voted on during the Senate this year. And that made some Democrats unhappy. And I don't know that anyone on the record, but I can tell you, I've talked to Democrats, you know, who are anti-arena, but said, hey, we don't love this precedent of one person doesn't like it and she's going to keep it from even being voted on. Like, hey, if we vote on it and we vote it down, great. If we vote on it and we vote for it, I don't like that, but sure, that's fine. But they don't love the precedent of she didn't even allow it to be voted on.
Michael, how much of this is like a Northern Virginia versus the rest of Virginia type of rivalry? And you can speak to this because you're there in Richmond. Like, because I'm guessing a lot of people in, you know, southern parts of Virginia, rural Virginia, they're like, well, why are my tax dollars going to fund an arena up in Northern Virginia that I'm never going to go to outside of maybe a one-off? It's 4 hours away. I'm not going to buy season tickets for either of these teams. How much of that plays into it?
Always. And, you know, that's definitely an ongoing tension. And not just that, you know, Tidewater's got a huge military population, right? So it's a very pro-military place. Northern Virginia has liberal pockets, has conservative pockets. It's a pretty wild state when everybody comes together and, you know, everybody brings their own interests to the table. Richmond's got their own interests, of course, with all the universities here and everything going on here. So there's always that tension of Northern Virginia wants something. Why should they get something? Why can't we have something? And, you know, you'll see that if the Commander's Stadium ends up coming through Virginia too, right? Why should my money pay for something up there? Amazon was the same thing, right? Why should we be given Amazon money? We're never going to see a job down here. Now, it helps that the governor is a Northern Virginia guy. I think that smooths over a lot of it, but that tension's always going to be there.
All right, let's move on to the Commanders. Free agency is in a week. You know, you're already seeing some players kind of re-up or agree to re-up with their current team. So, you know, Commanders did go out there and got Zach Ertz for a year, 13-year vet.
They released a bunch of guys on the line.
Yep, they released it. They got so many holes. But free agency, do you think that the Commanders are going to be heavily active in free agency, or are they going to just kind of be a little timid? I mean, what are you thinking in Adam Peters' first year in free agency?
Yeah, the reminder you've got to give everybody, right? You can only sign players who are on the market, and that's really the obstacle here. You would love to go get a great left tackle, another good offensive lineman. Those guys don't exist.
I've seen that's been attached to Commander. Well, it's not that the Commanders are talking about him, but, you know, online, the best fit is this kid, Jonah Williams from Cincy, left tackle. I think he's 26 or 27 years old.
Yeah, you know, and that's not a slam dunk, right?
Right,
that's
right.
A guy who you hope you can develop and bring in. In free agency, you're always going to overpay to underachieve. That's the nature of free agency. That said, they got money to spend, and they need to spend it because there's a salary floor as well as a salary cap. So they'll be active. They'll grab somebody. I just say temper your expectations. It's going to look a lot more like Zach Ertz than it does, one of the great elite players. Those guys just don't make their way to free agency. It wouldn't surprise me if they grab one of these running backs who's available. There's so many of them. I don't think they're all going to get big money. Your Derrick Henry's, Saquon Barkley's. I think Saquon will get big money, but I think somebody will be there. I think that's, you think about ways you can make a new quarterback's life easier, right? Left tackle being number one. Well, you can't get a great left tackle. If you have a good running back, if you have a great running back, that makes your quarterback's life easier, whoever you bring in at number two. And I think safety is an obvious one. There's all this Cam Curl drama, obviously. I don't know if you want to touch that or not, but they're going to bring in a safety. There's a lot of safeties on the market.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that. There's a real glut of safeties out there. And where do you specifically come down on Cam Curl? I think he's a really good story that, you know, Ron, you know, one of the few real personnel hits they had was finding him in the seventh round and helping him develop. But Peters is going to look at it as, am I going to pay this guy $14 or $15 million per season when I can go out on the market and get somebody for half that price or less? What do you think Curl's prospects are?
I think the term of the deal is going to be important, too, because Peters is anticipating hitting on a bunch of draft picks. So you look 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road, you want the money to pay them, right? You know, get the homegrown talent, keep it. So if Cam Curl's going to get 3-4 years at $15 million a year, I don't think they're interested. Now, I think Cam Curl may be overplaying his hand on what the market for Cam Curl is. And certainly, I think that's one of the things that confused me was it looked like there was some hand-wringing, him and his dad, on social media when they weren't franchise tagged. I mean, that's the best thing that can happen to a football player is not getting franchise tagged. You talk to everybody now. You can get a long-term deal. I don't know if the market they think is going to be out there is going to be out there. And once that happens, he's definitely open to coming back to D.C. You just wonder if it's not going to happen at the numbers he thinks it would.
All right, Michael,
real quick,
you have one more question?
I think that receiver could be a pretty big need for this team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, obviously McLaurin is – I don't think McLaurin's like a bona fide number one guy. I think he's a great number two. You could disagree with me, Mike. But
that's a deep position in the draft.
Yeah, I understand. That's what I'm talking about. I think that they're going to go after receiver. Could be in free agency. I don't know, but I think definitely in draft. I'm not saying it would be their first round pick or even their second, but I think they have to add to that. You're talking about making a young quarterback's life better and easier. Tackle, obviously, running back.
They need tight end, too.
Tight end.
Big
they went
time.
Out. Yep. But I think receiver is going to be a position they're going to go after. What do you think?
Boy, there's just so many needs on this team top to bottom, right? That happens when you have four wins. We can name a position they got needs. You nailed it. They do have, you know, they would definitely benefit from another guy. If I'm looking at the draft and certainly who they looked at and coming out of the combine, obviously we all think it's going to be a quarterback at number two. I'm not budging off of that. That first pick of the second round, though, mm-hmm. you're debating between an offensive lineman and an edge rusher. You know, those are the two premium positions that you've got to get one of them, and you've got to get one of them in the building and start developing them now. So you know, you're now at the second round pick before you can discuss these other things, receiver, tight end. Eugene Shen, briefly, he's the analytics guy who came in last year. Huge believer that the tight end is a value position. So wouldn't surprise me at all if they go tight end instead of receiver this year in the draft.
Joined by Michael Phillips, host of the MP on the Mike Show on 910 The Fan in Richmond, at Michael P in RVA. What were your takeaways from Ron's guest appearance doing draft analysis on ESPN? Did you catch that?
I don't think RG3 needs to be sweating out his seat on NFL Countdown. I think he's going to be all right. He's a name people like Ron well enough nationally. I don't put any stock in him saying Jaden Daniels is the guy because he's Cliff Kingsbury's guy. I'll just say this. I don't want Cliff Kingsbury picking the quarterback at number two. I don't think that's a good idea for anybody. I'd love for him to be in the room, give some input, but I think the people above him need to be picking the quarterback.
If you actually break down and watch and listen to what Ron said, he said nothing. Like, I don't even know if he's ever seen these guys play.
Buddy, I've been attending that show for 4 years.
Yeah. He's had a front row seat. He knows.
Yeah, that's right. Unbelievable.
Michael, have fun on the road trip up here for the ACC tournament. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
I'll look forward to it.
Yep,
all right,
that's
thank you.
Michael Phillips. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Michael P in RVA. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page next. Coming up in the...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final segment of the show, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Bryan Adams' gig at Eagle Bank Arena. That is next week, my friends, Wednesday, March 13th. So keep listening for your chance to win. Right now it's time for EB's entertainment page. It's going to entertain the masses. And I'm going to pass in my show sheet to you to the read.
Entertainment page, of course, is driven by BMW of Fairfax, my guy Mike Walker. Electric vehicles are all the rage, people. And Mike Walker is doubling down your EV credit. If the rebate's $7,500, cakes.
I've heard you also do this in blackjack. You double down on your bet.
Yes.
That makes it $15,000.
Right. So they give you $15,000 in savings. If it's $9,900, well, Mike said he's going to do what?
Round it up to $20K.
$20K in savings, right?
Yep.
So do the math on that. If you're into that, that's your thing, hit up my guy, Mike Walker, BMW.
Still waiting on the EB credit. And
I like
for
that.
Me to get credit for pitching the idea.
I like
you're welcome.
It. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so EBMW. Got a ring to it.
Thank you, Cakes.
Yeah, of course.
I got a bunch of. I'm getting confused here by all these spots you're throwing around over here. Is it two of these FanDuel supposed to be for Jason? You just gave me a bunch.
Did I give Jason his?
Do you have two to read for after the show?
Oh, I don't.
You gave me all four.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I don't want you to ever take
you guys
my money.
Just flaunting all of your extra money right in my face. Just I mean, right
money,
in my
money,
face.
Money,
it's like
money,
it's like Dumb and Dumber when they're using the bills to cry.
It's not.
Money.
They're not even discreet about it, Valdez. It was just mega tilting.
They're just.
Just a lot of jealousy from
Cakes. Just cucking you with library.
I mean, you guys are going to make in 30 seconds what it took me 8 hours to grind at MGM National Harbor a few minutes ago.
That's true.
But you can have a big
just keep,
score.
Just keep throwing them all in my face.
Are you currently? I honestly don't know the question.
Yes.
I don't keep track.
Yes, please.
I don't care.
I will
I'm in my
honestly.
Own world
yes.
regarding this. I'm not in everyone's pocket.
What's the question?
Right, I honestly, other than his Bitcoin, I'm aware of his Bitcoin.
Yeah, he's got a lot of Bitcoin.
He's got a lot of Bitcoin, so he should never say.
I mean, not compared to the Winklevosses, I don't have a lot, but I have.
You're not a billionaire.
But compared to everybody else,
compare himself to a Winklevoss, by the way.
No, I kind of indirectly did.
All right, you're not. I get it. You're not like.
I'm not one of the Winklevi.
All right. Do you currently have any endorsements that you do?
I do. I do have current endorsements.
Who do you endorse?
He's got a car dealership.
Lindsay.
Okay, you do Lindsay.
How often
do they give you reads?
They're intermittent, but
right.
Mean,
okay.
Usually monthly.
One a month, or you mean? Some months are hot, some months are consistent.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Like there'll be
I
a
like
week.
How we're
there'll
going
be like
my
a...
endorsements.
All right. So what do you got?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have to give a special shout out to PVI Office Furniture.
You do PBI.
They came in here with an army of people with 25 or 30 new office chairs.
I'm sitting in one right now.
For an office that was, let's be honest.
I'm sitting in one right now.
Nobody gave me a new chair.
There's not
very comfortable.
There's a bunch out
there. Why do you get one?
There's a bunch out there near the cubes. There is not an office in America that was more desperate for an office chair infusion than this one.
So hold on. We have all new office chairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
When did they come in?
Yesterday.
Hey, Mark, go get one.
There's a whole litany
Where
of them
were you
out
when
there.
They were Did he already leave?
I don't know.
He's on.
I think
his
you
own
left because they brought him in, or you might have just walked by him and just didn't know what was going
on. So that's what that's one of the. Roster,
I don't really pay attention to stuff.
That's
I just
on
do
my endorsement
thing,
list.
All right.
Obviously, MGM National Harbor. You're speaking to the poker ambassador.
That's true. That's a great
also
one.
Also known as the poker ambo.
That's
that
a good one.
Nickname drives Drab
let
crazy.
Let me sit in that thing.
See, there's a brand new one from PVI Office Furniture.
I need it too because my back's really bothering.
Yeah, you take that thing for a spin. Take
that better lumbar support.
Punt that chair that right into the sun.
Let me see.
That thing's a piece of garbage.
Also, it has different settings.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Ease your way into
definitely
that.
Definitely more lumbar support.
Of course.
This
it
one,
does.
I don't know if it's because Cakes is
yeah, Cakes
worn
is
it
flat.
Out.
Cakes is flat ass has kind of worn that seat out.
He's worn that one out. That one, honestly, hey, I don't get great lumbar support.
This
in that
is
one.
My chair.
I know.
I love
it,
this.
It fits your hurting body.
Yeah, it's in your it's your specs.
This yes. Is, you know what?
They measured.
This actually, it does feel better.
Yeah. Hey.
I feel like I have lumbar support.
Hey, Valdez, I wanted you to get this audio out to all the prospective clients.
Hey, did you say Thompson Creek yet?
I haven't said Thompson Creek.
Hey, hold on.
This is me super serving my clients.
Right. Okay. You know how Brittany Mahomes said her pelvic floor is bottomed out?
Yeah.
I think my.
Is that because Pat Mahomes is punishing it?
Well, believe me, that's what I was thinking too.
Of course.
But I think my lower back is bottomed out.
Like, yeah.
It's just shot.
Yeah. You've reached
this
the bottom.
Helps. This does help. It gives you support.
Yeah. And I think that is my current list of products slash.
I'm not gonna go. You want to list all yours?
Of course. That's what we're doing.
Around the horn.
Yeah, you gonna thank all your clients?
That wasn't my plan to do that.
All right. First of all,
by the way, I could remember all. Mine.
I found out yesterday that there's a prospective client that wants Cakes to do the mentions.
Hold on. Are you funning with me? Are you pulling my leg?
No, you're getting it.
But
how am I the last person to know?
Hold on.
I guess it's not official.
Yeah. Well believe me, I've had plenty of those.
If it's not official, then I'm not buying it.
I think
I'm officially not buying it.
No, but here's my point. My good friend, a brother, works for that company.
Right.
And so I should have gotten the endorsement.
You got bypassed?
No, because it wasn't up to him. It was up to other people. So you're getting it.
Is it charity because Cakes is low on the...
Maybe that's why. I don't know who the sales rep is.
Can you tell me what the product is?
No, I can't do that yet.
No, right? You can write it down for me at some point. Oh, I'm excited. Now this is great news. This is a... Oh, I see what's written down. Yeah.
He'll write it down for you.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I have to thank. So my big endorsements, my big clients, my big customers, or, of course, FanDuel.
Yes.
And I want FanDuel to be my customer for the rest of time.
Understood.
Here, can I have a pen?
BetterHelp.
Yes.
All right.
They're helping you mentally navigate.
Yes.
Understood.
Of course. Everyone needs that.
Yeah.
Window Nation.
Yes.
All right, go out and get yourself some new windows. Great deals.
Right.
Priority Toyota Springfield.
Mm-hmm, yep.
They got a new GM over there. It's a great dude.
Okay.
And I love them. I'm still
working
on...
What's the GM's name?
His name's Matt.
Okay.
We're super serving our clients here.
Of course, Steampunk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Gridiron IT.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, it's...
I wear their hats. I don't even know
what
they are.
They're all great. I'm wearing one.
I wear them.
And we all have Sleep Number.
Yeah, Sleep Number.
Oh, yeah.
I failed to mention, yes.
You say golfed them?
And, of course, I was getting to golf them. And golfed them.
Yes.
Love golfed
them. All right.
Still waiting on my gift card from golfed them. From you.
No. I'm selfish. I'm not giving you one.
Understood.
So, anyway, you had to thank all your customers. I got to thank mine.
Understood. Not a problem.
Look at Mr. Bickley. He's writing down all.
Because I can't remember.
He can't remember them all. He's going to forget one. I guarantee
I know. It. Now I'm going to get in trouble.
Hope I didn't forget.
That's so many endorsements. That's written all down.
All right, so
Valdez, I hope I didn't forget.
All right, so
can Bit Season name theirs?
Yeah.
Actually, Bit Season might have more than Cakes.
Well, I mean, I was about to pile on. I know I have more than JP. He can't even defend himself.
Does JP have? I don't see. Again, I'm not in people's pockets. I don't know what people do.
Zero.
Yeah. He's currently doing zero endorsements.
Endorsement felt
it. Is that like from back when he?
Well,
said
he's got the collective.
When he tried
sleep
to do
number.
An endorsement for Dunkin' Donuts, he said, "But I don't drink coffee."
I think it was Starbucks.
That's when it started.
No.
Yes.
You know what the worst part is? Is that we've been duped twice.
Yeah. How
where
so?
Where JP Finley has spots that he has to cut.
Yeah.
And they're sent to me for they just say JP on that.
JP gets excited.
Yeah, and he gets excited
then he cuts them
and I send them out and then the next day I got to go, "Hey JP, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry, bro. That was JP Finley's spot."
JP wasn't crestfallen, our JP, when he heard that JP Finley got the ESPN bet account.
Valdez and Drab, I forgot. I just have to mention. They're not currently advertising, but they will in the football season.
Mm-hmm.
Metropolitan Hospitality Group, Open Road Distillery. I was there last night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, I was at Open Road Distillery last night in Reston having an IPA and a great chicken salad.
Okay.
That's what I did.
I believe you.
It was great.
All right. I got to thank FanDuel. I mean, FanDuel literally is
paying your college education
for like one kid. BMW Fairfax, Mike Walker, the greatest gym
out there. Mike.
Thompson Creek Windows.
Be like Mike.
Sleep Number, Crop Metcalf, the Reynolds team.
How do I not have a realtor? I need a realtor.
Yeah. Offenbachers.
I like, and Van Meter's my guys too, by the way.
I have a new, just going to give you a tease on this.
Mm-hmm.
I basically pitched Offenbachers.
Because
I'm an elite salesperson.
Okay.
And I said, "I'm going to move some product for you if you're missing the boat." And adults, I'm not going to say what.
Oh.
And they agreed. And we're going to have a fall promotion that knocks your socks off.
A fall-a-palooza?
And I'm going to be the big dog behind that one.
Really?
Yes. All right. And I'm going to move some product for those boys.
Good job.
You sell the soap.
I said, "You guys are missing it. You know, how many freaking chairs on your deck can you sell? I got something that we're going to move. We're going
to
move."
I wanted to talk about Katy Perry's thong so bad.
Sorry, we had to talk. I mean, I was just curious.
You guys are forgetting Scotty's Vodka.
Vodka.
I also have another alcohol thing. It's imminent, but it hadn't started yet. But
okay. And you guys are also sleeping on Don't Sleep Energy Drink.
Right.
That is true, too.
Right, but they endorse the show, but I'm not sure I'm getting
paid. I don't ever do any
these
spots
are ones
for
that
them.
Send me money.
Yeah, these are the ones
don't
that,
sleep is sponsored.
I'm just being
that
honest.
That affects your paycheck.
Yeah.
Why does Drab have this like sad, forlorn?
Scotty's.
Because we have hijacked the EP to talk
fine.
About our
They're really that sad about it?
I don't know.
I mean, nobody cares. All right.
Actually, I think BitSeason does have more sponsors than Kicks.
I mean, they may. They may. It's very possible. You know what? I'm going to need to cruise through sales.
And by the way,
I'm pretty sure I forgot one or two. But.
Everyone out there, if you're interested in advertising, I will endorse you.
You will?
So I would like more endorsements.
You do?
Yes. And I'll do a great job at it.
I don't know if I really want more.
Oh, I do.
Because I do complain about it.
I want more.
I like them. Here's what I said. I'm willing to admit this. I'm willing to admit this because I'm a human. Okay.
You've reached this point in your career.
I know what
life.
You're going to say. I don't know if you should say it because you.
I know, but I'm okay. I'm willing to say it because okay. I'm
I know
an
exactly
honest
what
person.
Can I?
I want the money. I don't want to do the work.
Yeah.
Sorry. But I'm just being honest.
I want the money, willing to do the work.
I'm willing to do the work, but I might lash out at someone or scream if you ask
that
me to
could
do
happen,
it when I
yeah.
got a tea time or something.
All right. You've established that
all right.
many times.
All right. Time for EP?
Well, not a lot. Give us your best story. Best one or two stories.
Best story. I had a great list that I wanted to do with you guys. Remember I told you I don't have a good file on Steely Dan? I definitely don't have a good file on Jim Beard. He was their keyboardist.
Nope.
Now,
Steely
Dan, yeah, donked off. Only 63. Now, Steely Dan, I thought it was just two dudes.
I don't know the makeup of Steely Dan.
Is he one of the Dans?
I don't know who Steely is. I don't know
there
who
might
Dan
have been
is.
More than two.
But
I thought
it was based on two dudes.
I thought
they were
it was
the front men.
I thought it was.
Saying?
Maybe
say
the
this,
two front men.
I don't know much about Steely Dan. It's a bad band name. I don't.
It is.
Really?
I don't think it's very good.
Why? It's memorable.
Iconic. It's iconic.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, but it's just. I don't think it's a good band name, personally.
Steely Dan was a very good band.
Agree, but
what?
Their
they
name,
cranked
what was
down
their
hits.
Name?
I honestly
knows.
Don't know. I know the song, but what was their
reeling
heyday?
In the years? This is a great song.
I know. Was their heyday like early 80s or
70s?
70s, yeah. Even. Yeah.
Probably 70s into the 80s. I don't know when they broke up. I have no idea.
I think they're still active.
I think they're from New Jersey.
I would have to look that up. I don't know.
Are they Jersey boys?
I'm going to tell you right now.
All right.
I just get psyched for
this
Steely Dan.
This is a great song.
And Yacht Rock bands love to cover Steely Dan.
I thought we were going
to
do Yacht Rock Week.
They are from Annandale on Hudson, New York, actually.
Ah, they're New York.
I didn't know that was an actual place.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I remember they released an album in the early 2000s, and it won like a ton of Grammys.
Yeah, really? Yeah, yeah. No, okay. I remember. They got hot again.
Yeah.
I know that Baba Booey is a big Steely Dan guy.
Yeah.
From Stern.
Baba Booey.
Gary DeLabate.
10 albums he'd take on a desert island, boss.
I know, but I'm so out on that guy.
You know, and we should really love one of their best songs because of the name in it.
Okay.
Hold on.
Do you know what it is?
I think
it.
Is he going to pull it up?
Yeah.
You know what I said I wanted to do? I told Valdez.
Yep.
I may have heard the song, but what's the name of it?
Ricky.
Don't lose that number.
Right, that's right.
That's a great 1974, by the way.
Mm. Ricky.
Dude, the Ricky remix.
These guys are good, man.
Dude, they're classic.
Are one of these guys dead now, or we just don't know? The keyboardist.
Yeah,
he might have just been like a drummer.
Wasn't the Two Big Sillies.
Yeah,
I think the Two Big Sillies are still around.
Right.
And they're still active.
Donald Fagen's their big silly.
I mean, I don't know who that person is.
I've heard
the name.
That's
the guy singing.
He's 76.
Yeah.
You get sized for this song?
I like the song.
The thing is, you understand.
Ricky.
I'm older than you. This brings me some memories of my youth. I didn't listen to this all the time, but it makes me think
you have no idea.
I was like 10 years old.
What are you thinking of?
Being a kid, running around, you know.
Ricky.
Just being a kid.
Drabby, you have no idea how popular these songs were. They were so popular.
He's not a
music
guy.
This is like when I first started to discover sort of music. I'm not even a classic rock guy, but you know, I had a radio and like a transistor radio. And
I know, but a lot of times when you hear songs from your youth, you think of like a certain moment or where you
were.
Yeah,
this one just reminds me of an era.
Okay.
Just like, you know, the 70s and the early 80s. You know, being a young, dumb kid, thinking he was going to, you know, be a big, silly, home run hitter in the MLB. You know, whatever. You know, whatever you think when you're 12 years old. And then last but not least, I guess, Valdez wants to talk about Katy Perry's, her skirt that
her
she
fashion
wore.
Statement.
Hot.
Yeah. Do you know
Katy Perry hot.
Do you know what she's trying to bring back? This trend from the early
2000s. I saw the headline, so I'm
what she's trying to bring, a butt?
No,
oh.
A fashion trend, not a physical trend.
Oh, the whale tail.
The whale tail.
Oh, she's trying to bring that back? Did she actually say that?
I mean, well, she was on a red carpet with a whale tail.
Okay, so you're just saying that, but like, she didn't say, I'm trying to bring this back. She didn't comment on
No.
I feel like it is coming back.
I mean, what a golden age. We got boobs and whale tails.
Jugs are bigger than ever. I mean, the woman at the Golden State game, she made so many
waves.
This
is dental floss, what she's wearing. I mean, why even bother? I don't even understand. Right. Why even bother? Just let the hey nanny.
Hey, we might have to bring some of our contests back.
Maybe.
I mean, if whale tails and boobs are back.
Any chance we could do the Daisy Dukes contest in 2024?
It's probably not going to go over
very well.
We have
women's coming in here, bend over, show us their butts, but you have to have a bag over your head.
Yes.
Because we don't want your attractiveness to factor in.
Yep, that's the way it worked.
Remember it like it was yesterday.
All right, I think we entertain people with our list of products.
I'm sure
I
forgot somebody.
And a few
Steely
EP
Dan.
Stories.
Yeah, best Steely Dan.
There's
yeah.
Steely Dan audio in there, too.
It's a shocker. The salesperson, Michelle, wants me to say the company because the contract signed, but I'll wait.
Got it.
Man, I don't want to be too braggadocious.
Yeah, don't get out over your skis. All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Brian Adams.
Sales pit was salivating during that segment.
Yeah, right?
All right, keep listening for your chance to win Brian Adams tickets. We'll do that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Go on Twitter right now. Vote on our Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Did you like our pick of the Kraken money line to continue the $10 to 10K challenge? Yes, the streak continues. No, back to $10, the Junks go. So go vote right now.
Man, I hope that starting goalie doesn't play for the.
I hope so too.
For the Pets.
Hot off the presses. An endorsement I failed to mention. I'm going to cut a spot after the show. Old Glory DC Rugby. So add that to the client list.
Okay, there you
just
go.
A glaring omission by your pal Cakes. All right, it's time now for Chasing 895. The Caps did what I love. They crushed the Pens under their wheels last night. 6-0, and Ovi scored his 840th career goal, added an assist to move past Hall of Fame defenseman Paul Coffey and into 15th on the NHL's career points list. The Russian superstar has 1,532 career points, one shy of Hall of Fame forward Mark Recchi in 14th.
Looking back toward the blue line, LaPierre will take a power play here for Washington as a puck down in front and a chance for Strome. They score! Ovechkin on a rebound! Picks it up off the pads of Jari. It's a power play goal! 30 seconds into this second period. It's 2-0 Washington!
That's, of course, John Walton with the call there. Chasing 895, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Speaking of information, here's some for you. 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score 2 tickets to Bryan Adams' So Happy It Hurts tour when it comes to Eagle Bank Arena Wednesday, March 13th. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. Call now to win.
I texted Bickle yesterday because he's a big American Idol guy.
Yep.
I actually am. I'm blown away by people's ability to sing. I have no abilities. I'm blown away by it.
Right.
I know people mock it, but I don't care.
And there's one contestant, because he's considered a contestant.
Yes. Right, yes.
Who played wide receiver at East Carolina. He's the son of a 15-year wide receiver, Ricky Prohl. Blake Prohl is the name of the kid.
Ricky.
Can you pull it up real quick as YouTube? Just pull up. The song is called Chapters.
And so I've got a connection that coached him at ECU. He was the wide receivers coach. Now he's at Furman. So I called him. I said, all right, one of the guys really loves Blake Prohl because he's an Idol guy.
Mm-hmm.
And can you get him on the show? He says, absolutely. So he put me in touch with him. So I left a voicemail and I texted him. Still waiting for a response. But he did tell my buddy he was going to do the show. He said he was fine with it.
Ricky, don't lose this number.
All right, hold on.
Ricky.
This song, I'm just going to tell you this.
So we're working on it for next week.
Yeah, very good.
Can you play it from the beginning a little bit? So the song is about, this song literally gets me chills and a little emotional.
You won't cry on the air.
And it's because I'm blown away at this kid. Like Jason said, nobody at ESU knew ECU knew he could sing.
He never
His grandmother didn't know he could sing. Right. Sounds like freaking Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Brett.
Hold on.
Can you sing?
Listen to this. So this is about his career ending at 23 and not knowing what you're going to do with your life.
Right.
Listen to this guy. Here's the hook. But this fight, it ain't over.
I'm not waving my good song.
Dude, this song... I'm telling you, and I listened to it one day like 15 times.
When you know what it's about,
because you know it's
about,
it gives
you chills.
Yeah, listen, hold on. Stop it! I know you don't like it. Play, please. I'm telling you, that song gets me emotional.
Was that on stage?
No, he did a different one.
Oh, okay,
but then he released this because the kid is actually. Super talent. Is that kid not talented? You may not like that genre of music.
He's got a good voice, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, it's been well produced. But that song gives me chills.
So we're looking for a day and a time to get Blake Prohl on for next week.
You guys should see my playlist. It's hilarious. I mean, I have like super like, you know, wimpy songs. And then I have just like hardcore songs.
Yeah.
And I have country songs.
You're eclectic.
Right.
You got a wacky mix.
Yeah.
I got Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Cakes doesn't.
Have you heard the like the Maryland second baseman or shortstop who he was a transfer from Iowa, sings country music?
Oh, what's his name?
I've not.
I think it's Sam Hodgner or something like that. He's silly. He's always at Looney's. He's always playing Looney's.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, on Friday and Saturday nights.
Good for him.
I don't think
it's a good gig.
You know what? It might be the same guy. I met a guy from Maryland. He's a country singer. I met him at the Maryland football game in the suite. He sang the national anthem.
I guarantee you it's him. I think he played baseball at Iowa, transferred to Maryland. And like
he moonlights
at Looney's.
Right.
Hold on.
He plays silly country songs.
Did he write a song about Ocean City?
That's Jimmy Charles.
Yeah, I met him.
Oh, you met Jimmy Charles?
Yeah, we're boys.
You perk up.
Jimmy Charles is hot in Maryland.
Jimmy Charles.
I know, he wrote a song about Ocean City. No. Yes.
He's a country singer, right?
Yes.
I met he and his wife. We were hanging out in the box together. I mean, my buddy.
Sam Hodgnar. Yeah, Hojnar. Ham.
All right, so Hodgner. Real
quick. Yep, he's
real quick.
Definitely on the team.
I remember we talked about the whole, I'm so sick of it, the Jaden Daniels thing, and everybody was, you know, hating on me and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy said, follow up with, you know, Stevie's buddy and find out, like, where this emanated from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I swore that I'm not going to say where, because the person is worried they're going to get fired.
Okay.
Right? We've incurred this, but we've had this situation happen before where someone leaks us something. We talk about it. They get heat because it could only come from a couple places, right? And the people are worried about losing their job. But, I mean, I told the guys where the person works.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes all the sense
in the
world.
Is it legitimate?
I mean, I don't know.
Lends credence to the rumor.
It makes all the sense in the world. I don't care if you believe it or not.
Interesting.
But I did do a little digging just for the sake of it.
All right. We got to get out of here. The weekend
I don't
is
get the guy
upon
fired.
Us. Have a great one. Beamish and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.